Okay, so based on notes, here we go. Okay. In the dyslexia coordination at Tower Hamlets College, we have been working under a system, as you know, that has been compromised in some ways by issues beyond our control. Now that things seem to have calmed down, the dust has settled, we are in a position to change for the better those many aspects which have been given us difficulty that we found difficult to modify or radically change in the previous 18 months or so. The way I see it, the issues can be separated into four categories. And if we look at the issues first, then we can determine the best course of action to remedy those issues. Firstly, we have the delays in referral. Secondly, we have the screening mechanisms, which have some clear flaws. Thirdly, we have the exam access assessments, that's the forms themselves, and the whole logistics around appointment procedures. And finally, probably the biggest area of concern is to do with the nature of one-to-one support, the long waiting list, the fact that some students never receive any support, and the way that the support is conducted once those students or some of those students are receiving support. Firstly then, let's deal with the referral delays. One of the obvious things that we can do is to organise the appointments much more effectively and efficiently. Firstly, we need to identify those individuals within schools, teams, whatever, who are responsible for any administration or linkage between the ALS department. And if there aren't people in that role, then perhaps we could suggest that somebody within each department has that responsibility, a liaison or a link. For example, at Arbour Square, I've been working very closely with Dean Omar and the way she works, blah, blah, blah. I'll say something about that, yeah? This is one you haven't given me anything on. Secondly, we might look at targeting departments, arranging appointments, and for key personnel, such as myself or Suzanne or anybody else who's doing dyslexia support, to go to tutorial sessions, timetabled at the beginning of the year, and ask the students, have you got X? Have you got Y? If so, make an appointment to come and see me tomorrow. Do you think this? Do you think that? I'll layer those questions in, okay? Moving on to screening mechanisms. We have to reconsider the whole screening strategy. One of the biggest problems with the whole screening process is, as I've said above, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. The dyslexia coordinator needs to analyse the existing strategy, look at alternatives, decide what exactly is required, and once that decision is made, act quickly so that by September we have something that's smoother, more fluent, more effective, can be implemented across the college and doesn't hold us up, causing some of the other problems that I've already described. Moving on to exam access, the biggest, most obvious problem that can be remedied fairly swiftly is that the form's too long and there are too many of them. This could easily be turned into a single form, and quite probably an effective e-version could be created, and this would also enable us to streamline our logging systems, particularly if we used a shared cloud-based space such as Google Drive, for example, or box.com. Another area of real difficulty is the way that appointments are made and the whole logistics around the liaison between our department, individual departments and the students themselves. This again needs to be reconsidered. The deadlines need to be kept, and the departmental visits that I mentioned above in relation to screening mechanisms could also help smooth the way logistically for better exam access arrangements. The bottom line here is that we have too many students who have still not been assessed, and that cannot happen. In any efficient department, you would have to say that a December deadline for exam access assessments would be reasonable. And whatever solution we come up with, that should be our target. Finally then, let's talk about one-to-one support. I've said that the waiting list is too long, and again, that's something that might easily be minimised or limited a little bit if we were able to screen more effectively and make sure that all the exam access arrangements were in place before December. Secondly, the way in which students are allocated, and the structure of the sessions themselves is something that we can look at. What we do need to do is look at more technological solutions to support using more tech-based tools that are available to all the students. And of course, I'm working on this and I'm developing a blog that will be usable to the whole department on such tools beyond those that people are familiar with, such as Dragon and ReadWrite, whatever it's called, Gold and Starspell. We need to focus more on the study skills, less on the coursework. We need to foster independence. We need to enable the students to help themselves. But at the same time, there are things that we can do that will give the students incentives to develop that independence. So, for example, if we have a strategy-based support program where each session is built around a skill that's targeted at that individual, but not in terms of their coursework, but in terms of their areas for development or their weaknesses as identified by our assessment processes, and then give them a target, support them in the one-to-one sessions, but then after that, encourage them and find ways to motivate them to act on that and develop that skill independently. Such a mechanism might be with the use of open badges, which is an ever-growing or ever more popular online system for recognition, but it can also be offline as well, depending on the student preferences. That's definitely something that's worth investigating, something or other. Finally, we need to rationalise... Oh, I can't read my writing... Finally, we need to reconsider the what the students receive after assessment. If we rationalise the exam access, that would free up time for us to produce a mini report, again in a standard format, probably in electronic form, that is headed, that identifies the areas for development that we've come across. Probably suggests some action points, but identifies those students as being dyslexic. That is something tangible for them to hold on to and use for reference and wherever they progress their academic or professional careers.